Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 7 in the church calendar. I'm so glad you're here. If you have a prayer request, go to bendwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We are in a summer giving campaign, raising $3,000 in the next 3 weeks. Thank you for those of you that have given. Just ask you to sow into this ministry. You can find out more information at bendwardmusic.com/donate.
Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be. He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending He. And of the things that are, that have been, the future you shall see, evermore and evermore. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when a virgin blessed with grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed His sacred face, evermore and evermore. This is He whom seers in old time chanted up with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now He shines the long expected, let creation praise its Lord, evermore and evermore. Oh, let the heights of heaven adore Him, angel hosts His praises sing, powers, dominions bow before Him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, what we have left undone, we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name. Amen.
Christ to You with God the Father and the Spirit there shall be. Him and chant and high thanksgiving and the shout of jubilee. Honor, glory, and dominion, and
eternal victory. Evermore and evermore. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for waking us up, God. Thank you for bringing us together. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name, he is holy. The King is mighty, he loves justice, you have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. The Lord reigns. The earth rejoice, let us rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our scripture lesson today, we're continuing in the book of Acts 5:27-42. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it came to nothing. After him, Judas, the Galilean, appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.
We will never stop proclaiming Jesus is the Messiah, our Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our collect of the day, this Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 7, the prayer we pray together collectively throughout the generations. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. As always, I'll give us prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically by name for those the Lord brings to your mind and your heart and your tongue today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lift them all to the Lord. Don't hold back.
Fight against you, Lord. We want to move the way you move, Lord.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. Lift them up.
We don't want to fight against you, Lord. We want to flow with you. Go the way you're going.
Pray for friends, acquaintances, coworkers. Let's pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us.
We don't want to fight against you, Lord. We want to move where you're moving, God.
Help us, Lord, to receive more of your Holy Spirit, to be open to you, to your gifts. Move in us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill us more, more, more. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are empowered. Use that power. Let him flow through you today. Amen and amen. Let's pray together again soon. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for sowing into this ministry. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.